Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Real Talk, Real Politics, Friday the 13th. I think this is the only Friday the 13th in 2016, which is revealing, because some of the topics that we have to deal with, in my opinion, are nothing more than the devil. Satan at his best. All in your face. Donald Trump has Paul Ryan. Donald Trump has pretty much put a middle finger up to making his taxes available until his, or prior to the election, until, or at least until his audit, IRS audit, is complete. Selling the gun that stole Trayvon Martin. Or at least that is what George Zimmerman is saying. And the last bid was up around $6 million. We don't know if that was a real bid. And this is in an effort to defeat Hillary Clinton and to stifle the actions of Black Lives Matter movement. Bernie Sanders has no chance with the Democratic Party map of getting the nomination. However, convention will be contested and he will hold on to the end. On this Friday the 13th, if we had to vote today, Hillary Clinton would win. Because so many conservatives, fools, idiot pundits, media panelists have underestimated the choice mechanism that the electorate undertakes. While it is exciting to talk about voting for Donald Trump to note his notoriety and bringing new voters into his party, one must be cautious that we are not certain that those new voters will show up on Election Day and may in fact end up in a situation where Mr. Trump miscalculated and the atmosphere in the electorate and the political chasm so anti-Hillary that even those that had no intention of voting for Hillary Clinton rally around her cause. Nothing else, we won't vote for Trump or Clinton. It is interesting that on a national scale, very little debate goes into pragmatism around the process of electing a president, around the decorum with which we elect, and the processes with respect to what it means to be a president. I've said over and over that the Republican Party mission seems to be to, you know, sully the Oval Office and the American intellect, as well as components of our electoral process and the political process. Being an adversary to a issue is not healthy, although you think it may satisfy a cause. It is not healthy, and in fact, it's costly, because the Democrats don't stop pushing their agenda. We see it in the White House. You know, one of the topics we're going to talk about a little later is the White House deciding to send out an edict, pretty much, to all of the schools in America that they must. I don't know what they must do. There's no law on the books to say they have to have three different bathrooms or, you know. I think one of the issues there is that I don't believe that President Obama has a moral base in his leadership style in the discussion. In fact, I was talking to DRX a few months ago. I said, you know, he's amoral. All of this, when I listen and I analyze, he's amoral. He's not immoral, amoral. And then I told him further, he campaigned on one morality, and then after getting elected, he changed his moral views. And that view affects the compass of morality and the edict and the statement. I think one parent had one of the best responses to this. Why are they pushing these issues upon us with all that's going on? And they only produced 160,000 jobs. They want to cover that up, get you off that topic. This Syria brokered peace, this isn't actually working. It's the same war. We're losing on all fronts. They want to get you off that topic. Races are increasingly being divided. They don't want to deal with that. They don't want to deal with police issues. So, again, this is consistent with the last 7.5 years. Divide and conquer by creating new topics and new controversy, and nothing gets resolved, and all you leave with this administration and this White House is disappointment and anger, to be the mantra of the Democratic Party. Was listening to public radio, Pacifica. I don't know what to comment. It was just, the guy just said, it's like 10 years ago, there was a distinction between the Democrats and the Republicans. Now it is so narrow in distinction, is that the only real distinction is the Democrats aren't known for their public and actual race baiting that Republicans are known for. And a sense that people versus the nation, you know, from the Republican side. Other than that, the guy said, you know, it's when you look at who's hosting and in charge of the Democratic National Committee to elect eventually Hillary Clinton, you have big banks, cable, or internet technology, pharmaceuticals, and the list just read like donors and folks that hang out with the Koch brothers. Well, I've known this for years. I've raised money for both parties. There's very little difference in substance and in actuality when you get to policy and how it affects you on the street. The difference is themology and what we're telling you in the marketing behind the issue. But at the end of the day, society hasn't gained much in terms of betterment. When you crunch real numbers, and betterment is defined by things that better the family, the individual. Not things disconnected and great themes and, you know, talking about things that actually affect your ability to put food on your plate today and gas in your tank tomorrow and to pay your bill, you know, when it gets due, that type of stuff. Not great themes around war efforts or immigration, none of that. When you get down to the nitty-gritty of what you've gone through for the last 8 years, sad, just ridiculous. Not what I voted for, not what I campaigned for, not what I expected on either side. They don't have nothing to show for nothing for the last 8 years other than now we're going to infect our poison into our elementary school and politicize the kids. I don't know what elementary school can afford to add a third bathroom. Also, how does this affect when the transgender parent comes and wants to use the child's bathroom on campus? Will this eventually affect private school? I went to Catholic school from ninth grade to college. And then after, when I got my master's, that was also a Presbyterian school. Always been in a secular religious state. Because at the end of the day, for me, my education isn't based on factual matter, but value atonement as well. In other words, if I didn't grow as an individual by getting all these degrees and learn something even more and greater about humanity and myself, then what the hell did I get them for? Most people just get them so I can get a good job and don't make money. No, well, my focus was always on being the most educated person in your clique, on your block, in your hood. And if you don't like it, then that's on you. But I'm going to know. And if I don't know, I'm going to tell you that as well, which is part of my maturation. I think we're at a point where in American politics, where the rubber is coming off the road, it is going to be a ugly 6 months for Hillary and all those that remain in the race, Bernie. And national polls suggest that he is 1 point above or lower the key battleground state. I'm going to tell you what I told a young brother this morning. Don't get this twisted. I'll tell you exactly what I told him, exactly how I said it. White folks do different things, and they will elect someone like a Donald Trump because they have no other way of showing their dissatisfaction with the current status. Further, it's a shot in the dark that may possibly produce value, as opposed to knowing what you're going to get with another 4 years of Hillary Obama. This is real talk, real politics. Let me take a break. We opened up with the Tootsie Roll because that was Whoop, There It Is. To the left, to the left, to the right. It just seems like where the politics are today, you know, to the left, to the left, to the right. slide, flip. Oh, that's all we do. It is one day we this, one day that. I realized a year ago that if I followed the Democratic mantra card, or you know, like get out there and go, I'm just a staunch Republican or a staunch Democrat, or whatever they tell me to vote for, I'm gonna vote. I would have moved my personal position from the late 80s, where I really found value in developing them, through the 90s when I was married, to now, 2000, to a whole nother, it just doesn't even resemble what I'm about. I'll say it again. A lot of what the last 8 years out of the White House does not resemble my value. So at the end of the day, like, I can't keep voting for you folks. I can't keep allowing you folks to deplete the middle class. I can't allow you folks to keep the assault on African Americans, particularly males, and keep a racial divide and conquering divide. I can't keep with all that. And call one party this when y'all doing the exact same thing. They're all double-crossing, Union Jack type. Be careful. Let me get back to that break. Miami was all the rave. Only played it again because it just shows the left to the right and the right to the left. If you ever read Engels or Karl Marx or any of that type of stuff, Lenin, they predicted everything that we're going through here in the United States. It's crazy. I don't know how they could have did that. From the 1800s. I guess you could if you just look at the human nature aspect of things. Wow. I don't even want to get into that. But it's just amazing that from the 1800s to today, they pretty much predicted that there's no way possible that the democracy that their founders set up will continue to reflect their vision as successive administrations and presidencies and bully pulpits and congresses, officials work feverishly to undermine the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the original notions of democracy, as well as the component that we are one nation under God. God ain't the White House, and God ain't the president. So to those of you who don't know him, you're at a loss if that's the only place you receive your sermon from or find value in devilish lies and satanic positions. The devil's the devil. I'm always amazed that the most Christian be the first, like, to study war. Be the first to reconcile a right over a wrong action. In the best interest of this, we kill that. I don't hear, you know, either thou shalt not or thou shalt not on Tuesday and maybe on, you know, after one on Thursday. That's what it do. My bad. And I just had a taste for something. I don't know if I have it here. But if I have it, I'm going to play it. Because it really something about what the nature of this rant is.
Oh,
I got it. That's the last poet. The white man's got a God complex.
The white man's got a God complex.
I'm God. 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 I'm